This is M, crooning with you into the midnight hour, playing those sweet, sweet songs to keep you going into the night. Well, not really. This is actually a commentary track, inspired by a fervent mistress, which I listened to her commentary track earlier today and enjoyed actually getting to hear behind the person and what some of their points they made of why they do things. So I thought, why not me? Which, if I'm going to do a commentary track, I need to do a recording. So I dusted off a script that I had posted and hadn't had a response. I'll be honest, it's pretty creepy. So not too surprised there wasn't that many takers. I promise I am not a serial killer. But let's see, for commentary track portions. The script I wrote, Dedicated Problem Solver, originated first by the fact that I am a creator. I like to make things. Engineering, in particular. And I ended up, through things I found online and then a little bit of improvisation on my own, built an edging device that would keep edging the cock, but never actually reaching. It would shut off each time you got almost there. I then tinkered with it a little more and set it up so that using a spare TENS unit that I had, 3 seconds after it would shut off, it would start pulsing to the pads, which if anyone's done electrical play, if you do that placed properly, that can be interesting. That said, I'm not really what I would consider a lover of pain, or pain slut, or whatever you want to call it. I like the challenge. I like to challenge myself in multiple different ways, and one of those that I have found is pain. Nothing that would be dangerous, but when playing with a properly trained sadist, I can be the masochist of that. I can enjoy that. She needs me to be in a sub mode for that, I can do that too. But it's never the love of the pain, it's can I make it through it? The analogy I've used before is the wall. It's like this wall you're trying to scale and you're free climbing it. Can you make it? And it's kind of scary because you don't always know. Am I going to reach a point that I have to safe word? And I'm not embarrassed to use safe word, but partially it's, I got an ego. I want to endure as much as I can, and I tend to play with people that are sane, so I'm not worried they're going to cause trauma to me. It'll hurt, but it's by someone that's trained in knowing how to hurt properly. And I like to play the other side as the sadist. I see that with a proper masochist as it's a gift that I can give. A little more into on the script. I created the device, and a Dom friend of mine, who is a sadist, was intrigued by the idea and set up a scene that is close to what was actually in the script. With her seeing, how far could she push me? How far, even though I knew what was really going on, how far could she scare me? And I love to be scared. I love the thrill of it. Her at one point, me going, even though I've known her for years, is she really going to kill me? Maybe I am a little twisted, but yeah, I find that fun. And I've done it to others too, but always after I make sure it is someone who has known me long enough that she's not really going to be going, I need to do anything to get away from him and I'm going to call the cops. No. I make sure it is completely understood, negotiated firmly ahead of time before we get to that point. The scene went fairly well, and then sometime later I was chatting with a friend of mine on Skype, from England that she really was intrigued by the idea. And she and I had dabbled in audio recordings to each other. This was before I even found this group. And so she did a recording of it. Now, she's not a member of the group, so I wouldn't share her recording. But since the script was basically mine, she asked me to try and hammer it out with her. That's why I recorded from it. And she considers it mine. I posted it to the group not long after I joined because I was curious on hearing another take. Nobody was interested. That's fine. But I have kept with the group and I'm very sporadic. I decided after hearing the commentary track by Fervent Mistress that I would try and do one of these, which I'm rambling a good bit because I think I've just come full circle. But I wanted to just give a little insight into me, and this was the script I chose to use. Because I'd even commented in the script, it could actually be done by a male, even though I'd always had it done by a female. And so I decided, why don't I try and take a crack at it? Listening back on it to edit it, man, do I come off as a creepy motherfucker. I'm not showing well with this and one of my other scripts that I come off as a Southern near serial killer, to be honest. Is that going to be my niche in life? I don't know. I'd like to try something else, but we'll see. If you have any other questions you can think to give to me, or if you have script ideas that you'd like to pitch me, give it a try. I think you can see where my predilections tend to go, but I'm always willing to read things and listen to ideas, and if I get enough questions, then hey, you give me something to put on another commentary track, which will encourage me to record, and hey, it's a vicious circle, but hey, I'll go there. Alright, well, this is Emerald D, or M to my friends, signing out. Good night.